I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Kearney, Nebraska. Right now we're here with Roger Jasnok, the director of the Kearney Visitors Bureau. What a pleasure to meet you and come here.
Welcome to Paradise. Great to have you here.
You know, it's true. And I think that Kearney has revealed more surprises than any town that I've visited so far in Nebraska, which has been quite extensive.
Well, just, you get that from a number of different people traveling through, whether it's our museums or certainly the chance to witness the Sandhill Crane migration. And people like yourself have been all over the world, and they're really at awe. As far as what spectacle the sandhill cranes do every day here for 6 weeks during the spring.
And the number of them, just the pure volume, it's extraordinary. The sky goes black when they take off.
Well, New Orleans blind this morning when they took off, and not sure how many, if there was 50 to 60,000 of them within the mile that direction, but that was one of the most deafening times that I've ever heard so many cranes up in the air at one time. That was quite a sight.
And this has been going on for a long time.
Thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah.
And we've been at it in terms of helping promote it for the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we're here to protect the cranes. There's a lot of safety issues involved because a lot of places where people during the day in particular can see the cranes, it's all private area.
Private land.
Mm-hmm. And so we need to be respectful of the landowners, and certainly having an opportunity at Rose Sanctuary to go to the blind is very good. We also have another viewing opportunity at Fort Kearney State Park, where there's a bridge that's been recovered, railroad bridge that's been covered. And so you can go out there in a Rose Sanctuary situation. You're going to be in the blind for a couple hours, 2.5 hours, mm-hmm. where there you can go for the last hour in the evening, first hour in the morning. So we have different viewing opportunity. And Roe has an opportunity where you can stay overnight in the blind if you want to do that.
Bring your down sleeping bag with no heat.
And it's a chance to really get the blinds are right on the riverbank, so you get up close and personal. So
nice. So this is a developing ecotourism product for you, and it's probably tourism in the best sense of the word, isn't it?
It's a soft adventure. Mm-hmm. People can get involved, as we talked about. You can sleep overnight in the blind, or you can go out for an hour in the evening and view the cranes there.
Let's talk a bit about Kearney itself and staying there and things to do. And like I mentioned at the beginning, it's a real vibrant, vital, healthy economic town looking at it from the outside.
We have a big tourism industry in our community. We do a lot of in-state conventions, if you will. Mm-hmm. And this time of year, we have all kinds of athletic events. We have a number of different wrestling tournaments, basketball tournaments. We have a university. We have a fairgrounds that has 100,000 square foot clear span space to hold many of these tournaments. And so really kind of amazing how everything kind of works out, because we call them crane people, go out to the blind at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and they're usually done by 8:30 or 9. And then they go back out at 5 for the evening thing. So guess what? They have a better part of 6 hours to eat, shop, and go to some of the other attractions that we have, like the archway and the car collection and so on and so forth.
And everything that you mentioned, when I first saw the archway, to be frank with you, I thought, well, that's beautiful architecture from the outside, mm-hmm. but my mind visualized kind of an empty, cavernous walk through, like a freeway overpass.
Sure, and just a kind of a statue or
just an empty
shell.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were going to find, and it was such a surprise.
Well, and anybody that has anything to do with history, it's a real crowd pleaser for them, because obviously it talks about all the trails that pass through.
Well, give us a word picture. I heard that like Disney Imagineers were involved in the design of that.
There were some people that did contract work for Disney that also did work on the archway. The big beams that you see in the entryway, if you go to Disney at Wilderness Lodge,
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
But then it tells about the things that you see and do within that archway.
A couple of my favorite ones is you come around the corner and you see the rear screen projection of the prairie grass blowing in the background, and this mountain man talks about how on your headphones how important the buffalo played as a role of providing food for the wagon trains, and all of a sudden the buffalo stampede comes at you. And so that's always an interesting one. There's another area where there's a little girl talking about the Prairie Library, where as the wagons went along, they got heavy, and so they had to unload things. And so people would unload books, and so the little girl was picking up a book, reading it for a couple of days, and then putting it back down. And
then the next kid finds it.
Finds it at the Prairie Library.
That's wonderful. And then going forward in time, there are whole sections on one of my favorite, the Lincoln Highway.
Lincoln Highway.
That was great.
Which paved the way for essentially developing our country and from the standpoint of, in particular, tourism.
And it literally went right by the archway, didn't it?
And it did within just a few short miles.
What time of year do people typically come and how long do they come for the crane migration?
They're usually coming, the birds start coming in at Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Actually, they were a little ahead this year. Viewable numbers start the first part of March and go through the first 2 weeks of April. We have people coming from, it's not how many different states are represented, it's how many different foreign countries in a blind of 25 to 30 people. And so that's the magnitude of what we're dealing with, is because there's only one place to see the cranes in this number.
These are not just avid birders either, are they?
No, we have the folks that come in with their $1,000 ICE binoculars and all their recording equipment and cameras. But we also have just somebody, a kind of a recreational birder, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I've heard this three different times and I've yet to substantiate it, but I was told that birding is larger than all professional sports combined.
Wow.
And the reason being is you can be rich, you can be poor, you can be young, you can be old, you can have a bird feeder in your backyard that costs you $9.95 at wherever, Walmart, and you become a birder.
I think the thing, the disconnect with birding is they don't have big stadiums and they don't
have
Budweiser ads, so they're kind of under the radar.
And so it'd be hard to substantiate that, but I've heard that a number of times.
But we don't see them because they go in the bush.
Because they're in the backyard.
Yeah. That's fascinating. Tell us a little bit more about Kearney and what you're most proud of and what you would say would be not to be missed.
First of all, as a community, for if folks looking to relocate, I think the success of Kearney is it comes through its diversification of its business community. Mm-hmm. Obviously, ag is still king in Nebraska. Our farmers grow 1.4 billion bushels of corn that help feed the world. And so that has a lot to insulate our economy from ups and downs in our nation's economy.
Everybody's got to eat every day.
That's right. We have a strong medical community, have a couple hundred docs. We have a good diversified manufacturing base, tourism. Again, I join about 1,600 people that go to work every morning in the area of tourism. That helps take the highs and lows out of people. Mm-hmm. Because our tourism year really kind of starts in September. After the summer, we get into the convention season, run very briskly through October, November, into December a little ways, take a little break over the holidays, and then our convention season starts up in January, and all our sporting events are happening right now, wrestling, basketball. We've got like 5-6 weekends in a row where we have anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 wrestlers or basketball players in.
There's always something happening in Kearney then.
Well, we tried to figure out how we can get 6 weekends in March because we just need 2 more weekends to make things happen.
All right. Well, anything else you want to add before we go?
People in Nebraska, and in particular Kearney, if you walk into a restaurant and just ask a question, you'll get more than an answer.
And before we go, for the listener, where is Kearney within Nebraska visually?
Kearney is 3 hours west of Omaha. And then if you keep going, we're approximately 5 hours from Denver.
Roger Jasnok, Director, Kearney Visitors Bureau. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm glad I came.
Come back.
I will. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Kearney, Nebraska.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
World Bicycle Relief partners with communities to deliver specially designed, locally assembled, rugged bicycles for people in need. Nearly 1 billion people in rural regions of the world live in communities far from the nearest paved road, walking miles every day just to survive. Distance is a barrier to attending school, receiving health care, delivering goods to market, and other critical services needed to thrive. Find out how you can help deliver rugged, dependable, life-changing bicycles to deserving communities. Log on to worldbicyclerelief.org to learn more.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America when piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.